Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on.
Makeup is my therapy.
I'm in love. I'm obsessed and I don't even feel guilty about it.
Hello and welcome to You Beauty, the daily podcast for your face. I'm Lucy Neville.
Well, I'm Kiwi Searles, and it's Wednesday. And what do we do on Wednesday, Miss Lucy?
Today's a day that we, aka your beauty besties, give you our bougie and budget recommendations.
Now that we're all besties,
let's be friends, best friends.
Besties stick together.
That's right, and I cannot wait to share my budget with you, Lucy. It's a real goodie. But first, we have a few questions to answer from the Ubies, of course. One's all about lash serums, which ones are good and which ones might actually make your lashes fall out. But first, we are coming to the rescue of Tiana, who wrote in searching for help with some pigmentation. She asked, I'm 40 and beginning to get a visible dark line on my upper lip, kind of like hyperpigmentation. I've seen women in pregnancy get this, but I'm not pregnant. Is there any way to treat this? Help, please.
Okay, so hyperpigmentation is an increase in melanin, which is the natural pigment that gives our skin, hair, and eyes their color. So many things can trigger an increase in melanin production, like sun exposure, hormones, age, inflammation. It can be from scarring, pregnancy, so many things. So it's not something that I have really encountered yet, but I do have a recommendation for a product I've been using and loving that I also know works on hyperpigmentation.
Ooh.
So the Lotus Youth Preserve Resurfacing Dream Serum, it's spendy, $98 on Sephora, but it's great and goes a long way. So this is a resurfacing night serum with AHAs and prickly pear flower extract. But it's gentle. Fresh is a gentle brand.
So gentle, yeah.
And they always formulate in that way. So this serum evens texture, boosts radiance, and reduces the look of dark spots and lines. On their test group of 33 subjects after 10 nights, consumers saw a 16% decrease in the look of dark spots, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So 10 nights. Also, retinol. Retinol speeds up cell turnover and can be really effective in terms of fading hyperpigmentation. Vitamin C is also great for hyperpigmentation.
Yes, I've experienced this mildly myself because of the type of skin I have. Being darker, any kind of trauma to the skin will result in dark spots and hyperpigmentation. Pimples and picking, waxing my mustache I've got hyperpigmentation from, and going out into the sun without SPF. I didn't get much in pregnancy. I was really worried. I got a bit on my stomach, a little bit of hyperpigmentation on my stomach. Like my snail's trail that you get in pregnancy took so long. Like it was really, really dark. So
that just like reminded me, I just said I don't have much experience with hyperpigmentation, but you're so right, the pimples and the picking. I guess I've just never considered them to be hyperpigmentation.
Yeah.
But I get like kind of a purpley spot for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's any trauma to the skin, then that's how your kind of skin reacts. So you want to lighten those dark spots. So I have got kind of the opposite to you. So like you said, retinol is a great ingredient for combating hyperpigmentation. But for those of you who might be pregnant, I know Tiana isn't, or breastfeeding, there is a really great natural retinol alternative, which is bakuchi oil.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a plant-based ingredient that you can use both at night and during the day, and it's actually comparable to retinol. So suitable for all skin types. So if you're really sensitive, this is a really good one as well. It targets signs of aging, it brightens, and it evens complexion and smooths and calms skin. I have used Trilogy's Bakuchi Oil Plus Booster Treatment during pregnancy, and you can get that at Chemist Warehouse for $43. And for the Bougie Reco, a product that I've been dying to try is from my absolute favorite brand, Medicate, and it's their Bakuchi Oil Peptide Infused Serum, and that runs for $96. So if your hyperpigmentation is more extensive or you want quicker results, there are also treatments that you can do, right? So you can do a chemical peel. So that's going to reduce the appearance of hyperpigmentation by removing the top layer of your skin.
I've seen a hectic one at the moment that's doing the rounds on socials. Cosmolan.
Oh.
And it's got some downtime to it, but it basically targets hyperpigmentation.
You're going to want to see a derm for anything that, just because of the strength. You want to make sure that you're doing it in the safest way possible for your skin, but there's going to be downtime from that. So you're going to need downtime from the sun for about a week, and you'll need to be vigilant with your sunscreen and UV protection, because exposure can actually make hyperpigmentation worse. So you don't want to kind of go back on that. Laser treatments are something a little bit softer, skin resurfacing, or intense pulse light therapy, or IPL. Mm-hmm. This will require multiple treatments, but I'm a big fan of laser for the multi-use benefits.
I kind of want to try laser. Everyone talks about it. I'm like, what does it feel like?
It's good. And it doesn't really hurt. Another one to consider is microdermabrasion and dermabrasion. They both target the epidermis, but with dermabrasion that continues down to the dermis. So it uses basically this wire tool across your skin rapidly to remove the epidermis, and it also helps with other texture concerns.
I looked up best products for hyperpigmentation and kind of did like a deep dive, and I've got some bougie and budget options.
Hit me.
So the one that came up a lot in my research was Murad Rapid Dark Spot Correcting Serum.
Yeah.
Which is a glycolic acid formula. The full size is $135.
Wowzers.
Yeah. But you can buy a smaller size to try. I've also used the Emma Lewisham Skin Reset Serum before. This is, again, spendy, $150 for 30 mil, but I really love Emma Lewisham
they
products.
Work.
Yeah, I know you do too. What this product does is uniquely target 5 points of the cellular processes that produce hyperpigmentation without disrupting the health of your skin, which I kind of find to be true for all of their formulas, honestly. My skin's always happy using their product.
Yeah, they're very soft but very effective. It's wild.
And this serum has vitamin C in it as well, which we know is good for hyperpigmentation. And then The Ordinary has a serum for $32.20 for 60 mils. The Ordinary Alpha Arbutin 2% plus HA serum. It's a water-based serum specifically designed to target uneven skin tone and improve pigmentation. But let us not forget SPF 50 plus, non-negotiable.
Yeah.
It's the most effective step to helping prevent future hyperpigmentation and protect your skin.
SPF is just the way to go.
SPF, chat to your dermatologist.
Next up, a question from Sam. I'm hoping you can help me understand what makes a great eyelash serum. I am starting to see so many advertised on the gram, and they all have really impressive BNAs, but I don't know what to trust. Have you tried any that work, and what would you recommend? Thanks. P.S. Love you and love the show.
Okay, I've used one before. I'm not going to lie, my lashes looked amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Truly. However, I got a dark purple bluish line along my lash line where I applied the product. I've heard that this is quite common. It looks almost veiny.
Yeah.
So I actually stopped using it because I felt like it made me look tired, and then the con outweighed the pro. lashes look amazing, but I look really tired. So I looked into this dark line, and it appears that it's from an ingredient called prostaglandin, which can cause hyperpigmentation around area of application. Anyway, the good news is that they are prostaglandin-free lash serums. I haven't tried them, so this isn't a recommendation as such, but I'll tell you what I found in my research. The Vegamore Grow Lash Serum is formulated without silicones, parabens, and prostaglandin, and is cruelty-free. It's $118. Lash serums, I find, are often on the pricier side.
Yeah.
But the Ordinary Multi-Peptide Lash and Brow Serum is also prostaglandin-free and about $25.
Oh, I'd love to try that.
Yeah, I'm kind of keen to try it. So we have options. What I will say, this is not a lash growth serum necessarily, but I use castor oil on my lashes to keep them hydrated between lash lifts. Oftentimes, if you've got really straight lashes, I often don't realize how long my lashes are because they point down.
Mm-hmm.
And like curlers don't really work for my lashes. Like my lashes are very strong and they're straight. So I'm like, oh my God, I've got no lashes. But then I get a lash lift and I'm like, oh my God, I've got lashes.
Yeah.
So I think if you, like me, I'm just kind of looking for them to open up your eyes a bit more. I really like lash lifts, but I use castor oil on a little spoolie to keep them hydrated between lash lifts. It's not a growth serum, but it helps with the way they grow out. So before I use it, I found that when I would get a lash lift, I found that my lashes could grow out a bit twisted and disheveled. Like they'd I'd have one going a different way, whatever.
Yeah.
But castor oil just helps keep them in line, keep them hydrated, keep them nice and soft, so they're kind of growing out the right way. Just always be careful to not use too much or get too close to your actual eye. I put it on a little spoolie, wipe off the excess, and then run it through my lashes. Check with your doctor if you've got questions. It's the eye area, like your optometrist. Like, just be careful with anything you're putting on your eye.
Where I really want to try castor oil, though, is my brows.
Yeah, so I use it on my brows after laminations.
Ah, and that helps with it.
Yeah, because
the healing.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I love that. Well, the reason why I really want to try it is because it's one of the biggest ingredients in black beauty. Mm-hmm. I got to get on it. I got to get these brows to be a little bit thicker.
I also would look for like those prostaglandin-free formulas.
Yeah.
The ones that make your eyelashes go like crazy. Like they were so long, but I was just like...
I just think that's so weird though. I think that that's really weird.
Yeah. But you also have to use it really consistently. Like with whatever you end up getting, like the ordinary one, the Vegamore one, you are going to have to use that every day. And yeah. You're not going to see the results of that for like 12 weeks. So if you're someone who needs instant gratification like me, get a lash lift.
Yeah.
May the best product win.
I should have saved my money.
Bougie and budget.
Now it's time for Bougie and Budget, where we share some products we've been loving recently, some a little bit cheap and cheerful and some a little bit fancy. Key, let's start with your bougie.
It's the Fenty Beauty Icon Velvet Liquid Lipstick. Oh my God.
What shade?
MVP.
Most valuable
product. So it's $45 from Sephora. This matte liquid lipstick is insane. I put it on for a shoot followed by a half day of New Beauty Records, I think was the day.
Yeah.
And it did not move. I got home in the afternoon. You know, you forget that you've got lipstick
I
on.
I remember
and you kind
this
of
day.
Like, yeah,
you call, you FaceTime me when you got home. You're like, look.
It's still on. So while my previous tries at a true matte liquid lipstick have been a massive fail, think like peeling, cracking, drying.
I don't want to ever feel like my lips are dry ever.
No, no one does.
But like those classic matte liquid lipsticks.
Like I'm saying like the Kylie Cosmetics, the original formulations of those. This product is a dream. So MVP is that perfect shade of red. It's bluer base, but I would think it actually would suit most complexions.
Blue base makes my teeth not look yellow.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah. It's like that's what amazing. I go for in a red.
It's super pigmented, but without the fuss of having to reapply. And I'm just so obsessed. Like I wanted to wear it today, but I was like, no, wear something else. Change it up.
Why? Why change it up?
I don't know.
When you've got an MVP.
Oh, totally. What's your bougie?
My bougie is the Living Proof Perfect Hair Day Dry Shampoo. The full size is $66 at Mecca.
Wow.
Spendy. But this is excellent. I'm really trying to stretch out the time between washing my hair, but not only like the days that I can get by. I want my hair to look good between washes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that hasn't really been a thing for me recently. Like if I'm going to the effort though of blow drying, give me a few days.
Yeah.
Give me something. But I've been finding that because it's so humid, I blow dry my hair the next day, it feels wet and sweaty. Like it just doesn't, it's making me sad. So on the first night of a fresh blow dry, which feels weird, a weird time to apply dry shampoo, but I spray this liberally into my hair. Like I get sweatiest around my hairline, the nape of my neck. So I go pretty hard there and I don't rub it in. I just leave it. So I go to bed with like white powder all over my
hair. I was going to ask.
It's got a white, yeah. But it absorbs. So leave it to absorb. Like the white will be gone in the morning, right? So I tie my hair up in a silk scrunchie on the top of my head. And I'm not even saying like a ponytail. I'm talking like a unicorn horn.
Like unicorn vibes. Yeah.
So that's where I tie it up. That's how I sleep. My boyfriend's really lucky, obviously. And then in the morning, I brush my hair and it's all absorbed. My hair gives a couple more days of goodness. It also feels kind of texturizing. I've got it in there now. So I get a couple more days of like volume and shape. I do find it sprays out quite white, as I said, like white powder. But for me, absorbs overnight if I work it in.
White girl hair is just like so crazy to me. Like I'm just listening to all that and I'm like, I cannot relate on any level. But you look great.
Thank you. Tell me about your budget.
It's the Ordinary Natural Moisturizing Factors Plus HA. It's $22 for 100 ml, so it's massive.
Mm.
This product really surprised me. So it's formulated with ingredients that are naturally occurring in the skin. So I think amino acids, glycerin, hyaluronic acid, sodium PCA, ceramides, a bunch of others I won't go on. It basically fills in the gaps for those naturally occurring ingredients and it boosts to repair and strengthen dry skin. So you feel the hydration instantly, but with regular use, you start to see the results. So the texture did throw me a little.
Okay.
But I'm also a greasy gal. It's almost sunscreeny in that it's like...
Oh, thicker.
It's thicker. It's much thicker. So
Have you used a La Roche-Posay Cicaplast balm?
No, because I'm too scared of the thickness of it, which is funny because I'm recommending this. I know, which I'm like, okay, maybe I do need to do that. So I don't want to turn people off, but it's definitely a different consistency from what I imagined or would typically even go for. But it really works, and I was pleasantly surprised. You definitely have to give a bit more time for it to sink into the skin before you like apply makeup or anything like that. But if you're just going for like a no makeup day, it's perfect.
I saw this on your bathroom counter the other day when I was in there.
Yes.
And I was like, what's this?
It's so good. I've been loving it. I've been loving it.
Love that.
What's your budget?
My budget is the Asano Radiant Coco Glow Body Lotion, $15 for 360 mils at Big W. So this is a body moisturizer that I always come back to. This one in particular has like a pearly pigment in it, so it just makes your skin look amazing.
Well, that's lovely.
It's a light texture, so I put it on straight out of the shower and it sinks in so quickly. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm just going to say it kind of almost seems like a water-based formula, as in like when I'm rubbing it in, it just sinks into the skin.
Yeah.
I'm not having to work it, not like a cream where you're
good
like,
in a pinch.
Yeah, great in a pinch. So I put it on straight out of the shower, sinks in quickly. No waiting around for it to dry. No feeling sticky. It's got cocoa butter and hyaluronic acid inside. It smells like cocoa and vanilla. Mm. So good. Dermatologically tested and formulated for all skin types. It's all the good stuff. And when you're going through a product like a body moisturizer so quickly, it's really nice to have an affordable one that looks great.
Like, definitely.
I like putting this on when I'm going out and I have exposed shoulders, décolletage, legs, because it just makes my skin look really beautiful.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you. All right, that is all we have time for in today's show. But if you want more beauty product tips, articles conveniently dropped directly into your inbox, sign up to our beauty newsletter for free. There is a link in the episode description.
There is. And guys, we love hearing from you and answering your questions. It's such a rewarding part of the show. So if you've been sitting on a beauty question, do not sit any longer. Big or small, any question, send us a DM, email or voicemail. Our Insta is at YouBeautyPodcast and our email is youbeauty@mamamia.com.au.
Tune in tomorrow for In Her Bag with me. I'm talking all things makeup and beauty with a very special guest.
Oh, I cannot wait to listen.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you next Wednesday.
See ya.
Bye.